said, a survey conducted on Rain News, exclusively sponsored by Zap Media. There's a lot of data on how listeners consume internet radio and streaming services, and a growing body of information about macro industry factors, such as advertising spend, total users, industry economics. This survey was designed to capture an insider's view of industry dynamics both today and over a trajectory period of the next 3 years. General outcomes, we found a generally positive view of advertising-supported revenue growth. These favorable economics, in the view of survey respondents, will be driven by increased audience and moderate increases in ad rates and ad loads. Interestingly, we found that the industry is not coalescing around a single trend for the present or the future, but identified more than a dozen of them that matter now and will matter next year and the year after. This is what our respondents look like, at least in a pie chart. The respondent professional profile. The participants self-identified as mostly executive-level professionals, 60% of them, 81% from the US. Almost a third, 29% of them, work in the internet streaming space, and about the same number, 30%, were either broadcasters or self-described as positioned in the combined internet and broadcast space. The next largest group of participants belonged to technology providers, to the streaming audio industry. And after that, there was a longer tail of professionals in other segments. The first thing we looked at and queried about was projected growth of listening hours in percentage terms over our trajectory time frame of 3 years. We did not offer an option to predict shrinking listening hours. Our survey participants demonstrated a general expectation of audience growth. Most of the respondents, 68% of them, expect listening hours to grow between 20 and 50%. More than a fifth, 21%, predicted a higher than 50% growth in listening hours. More extreme responses to this query were in the minority. A small group of 7% did expect listening hours to double, and an even smaller group of 4% forecast less than 10% of listening hours growth over the next 3 years. As we know from research and also from audience disclosures from some of the large audio publishers, most users of internet radio and streaming services choose ad-supported listening, as opposed to music subscription plans, to pay for their listening. This means the economic drivers of advertising will be critical to the industry's success. When it comes to advertising, the two key drivers of revenue per listening hour are the ad load, the number of ads presented during that hour, and ad rates. So first we looked at ad loads. Over half of respondents expect moderate growth in ad loads for ad-supported listening, and over 80% believe there will be some increase to improve revenue, increase in number of ads per hour. Only 1.5% predicted a decrease in the number of ads that you hear in streaming. 55% of our industry insiders believe a moderate increase of streaming ad loads is in the cards over the next 2 years, and it's worth noting that the number one goal of most streaming services today is audience growth. Many services could be wary of raising the number of ads for fear of losing listeners. We also looked at ad rates and queried our respondents about those. Ad loads and advertising rates go hand in hand, of course. When it comes to ad rates, we asked respondents to forecast what will happen to them over the next 3 years. 79% of respondents said they expect internet radio ad rates to increase during that time. About one quarter of that group predicted significant increase. Only 15% of the survey participants expect streaming ad rates to remain the same for the next few years. Previous questions that we just looked at established a survey expectation of ad inventory growth, 13% a year, and also more ads per hour, about 75% growth in that department per year. So taken together, that is a prediction of 20% more ad inventory per year over the next few years. Even with all that new availability, a large majority of industry professionals, as shown on this slide, expect ad rates to increase to some extent. The next question is, who will buy all of that inventory? The top three sectors expected to drive growth in internet radio advertising include automotive, that was the most chosen of the choices given, 63%, retail, and consumer goods. So that top tier ranges from 45% to 63% of respondents. In this question, we offered 11 advertiser categories based on the internet radio ad load report, which was conducted by Zap Media. The second tier of industries falls in a tighter range of 22 to 28% selected by our participants. And they include insurance, music, gaming, non-music entertainment, banking, finance. The key finding of this question really is that the internet radio and ad-supported streaming services industry expect a broad base of advertisers from several distinct industries to drive revenue growth. The other key revenue source for streaming music services has been subscription services and subscription rates that are paid for listening. Subscription rates for streaming music services have recently been the source of debate, very much in the news. While competitive pressure from new entrants might suggest an imminent reduction in subscription rates and corresponding speculation about that in the media, almost half of survey respondents expect just the opposite. 48% of those surveyed expect music subscription rates to increase at least moderately. The word subscription is one of the most difficult to pronounce when your mouth is dry. That's a bit of empirical data for you. Did I do that by drinking water? Oh, it's next door. Okay. 48% of those surveyed expect music subscription rates to increase at least moderately. Only 26% say that subscription rates will decrease. Another 26% thinks that everything will stay pretty much the same. It might be that some respondents are assuming that label negotiations will demand higher subscription rates in exchange for maintaining the now controversial ad-supported freemium listening tier. That sort of speculation is certainly in the news. Podcasting. You can hardly get up on stage for 15 minutes without mentioning podcasting. Beyond the music streaming services, we wanted respondents to consider the podcast advertising model. So we asked them to predict the advertising spend committed to on-demand audio programs, such as podcasts, for this year, 2015. Over 70% of our participants expect podcast advertising revenue to increase in 2015 by some degree. About two-thirds of that group believes the growth will be moderate. This response, if it seems a bit more tepid than you might expect, we understand that, given the strong media coverage around podcasting's future and the slew of recent activity to support the industry's growth. We'll come back to podcasting growth in a more general way in a minute or two. We wanted to take a look at broadcast ad loads, as we did with the internet streaming ad loads. We wanted to look at the expectations of our group for inventory availability on broadcast, and we asked what professionals think will happen to broadcast ad loads over the next 3 years. In contrast to internet radio, broadcast radio ad loads are expected, on average, to decrease slightly. There's when you run a weighted average arithmetic against that, the response suggests a 2.4% decline. It's worth noting that over 45% of respondents expect no change in broadcast radio ad loads, and that represented a clear plurality of responses. Also interesting, 20% of respondents actually expect broadcast radio ad loads to increase, more ads per hour. If there are about 11 and a half minutes per hour today on average, it might seem unrealistically burdensome to the listener to further increase ad loads in broadcast radio. When looking at internet radio economics, we considered the cost side of the equation, and we asked our survey respondents to consider that also. For internet radio services, statutory rates reflect the single largest expense item by a large margin. A new set of webcasting rates will go into effect starting next year. 58% of respondents expect statutory royalties to increase and further put pressure on the need to monetize online music services. The rise in cost may be part of the reason. Well, I've skipped a sentence. A weighted average analysis suggests an 11.7% increase, a bit lower than the recent deal between NPR and Sound Exchange, which was announced on RAIN News. As we reported there, the new agreement is 17% higher than the current agreement, which expires at the end of this year. So the rise in cost there might be part of the reason so many people in our survey predicted that ad inventory and ad rates will both rise to offset the expense increase. And in fact, one of our respondents explicitly said that in an open-ended portion of the survey. How do industry professionals rank the top issues for internet radio and streaming? Well, we provided a range of issues and asked respondents to rank them. You can see the results here. The top issue was increasing audience. This is perhaps not surprising to many. Audience metrics are much scrutinized. They play a large role in charting the business progress of streaming audio publishers. Also ranked highly was increasing ad effectiveness. That was ranked second. And third, reducing royalty rates. So the three topmost issues facing internet radio and streaming services in the framework of this question were getting more listeners, making more money, and reducing costs. Two other ad-related priorities scored well also, increasing advertising CPM and increasing ad-supported consumer listening. Growing the subscription-based model, by the way, as you can see, that's the top line, did not fare as well here. And we'll just move on from that. Now, the future of broadcast. This is something we wanted to take the temperature of in this survey. We asked survey respondents to evaluate the future of broadcast radio. This has been a speculative topic for years, never more than this year, as connected cars roll onto American roads with digital dashboards that could threaten radio's historically dominant role as a provider of in-car entertainment. That's probably the longest sentence of this presentation. Or is there really a threat? Broadcast executives note that the medium has withstood predicted demise for decades. So that's what we wanted to explore with this question. When it comes to the future of broadcast radio and the impact of internet radio and streaming services, we found an even split among our industry insiders between the status quo and decline. 44% of people think little will change, and 47% believe radio will lose some amount of audience at a significant rate, with a small minority believing that the attrition will be massive. If you just compare those who forecast growth against those who forecast decline, it is an overwhelmingly negative outlook of 47% decline to just 8% growth. It's worth remembering that 28% of respondents self-identified as having a radio background, an equal number to those who identified as pure-play internet executives. Back to podcasting, this time in a more general way. The podcasting category is in the news every day. New podcast networks are launching all the time. Attention, awareness, audience, and industry organization are all growing quickly in this space. So we wanted to question what industry professionals project for the future of podcasting. We found modest projection of growth, with just over half predicting that the category will grow in audience and revenue. At the same time, nearly half of the responses predicted status quo, not much change. So again, if this seems less frothy than much of the media coverage around podcasting, clearly not everyone in our survey bought into the idea that momentum from 2014 will carry over. We ended the survey with an open-ended question. What is the most important trend in streaming audio for 2015 and 2016? We offered no guidance here, and in the end, we found that many trends were deemed important, a clear lack of consensus, but very interesting results. No single category gathered more than 13% of responses. 14 different topics were mentioned by at least two different people. Advertising was one of the two most important trends recognized by industry professionals. In the accompanying comments, certain categories were revealed as important within that bucket. Ad technology for one, programmatic for another, native advertising was mentioned more than once. Programming content was also designated as an important trend. And here the comments indicated that curation and the all-important personalization were key trends among industry professionals. The connected car scored high in this open-ended question as important to the present and the future. And music licensing during this pivotal year also rose to the top, as the Copyright Royalty Board is determining new webcaster rates. That leaves webcasters uncertain what their future content costs will be over the next 5 years. Our conclusion from this fragmented range of answers is that the industry will be dynamic for the next few years, and no one factor will determine its success or define its evolving nature.